for this episode, we're going to be talking about not allowing people's labels to rule over your life. Okay. Because there's going to be a lot of people that are going to come into your world that are going to place labels on you. And if you allow those labels to basically stick on you and basically make you who you are, then you are seriously, seriously in for a world of hurt, okay? Labels are everywhere. People are going to label you. Sometimes they think it's in a positive way. Other times they're going to label you in order to keep you down, which of course is in the negative way, right? Most of us in this world have had labels placed on us. And I did not realize that some of these labels are basically hereditary. They're basically out there in the world. And I'm going to give you an example of this. So most people know that when they have their medical things in life, that they're told throughout generation after generation after generation, oh, you're known to have high cholesterol. Your grandfather had a heart attack. So more than likely you're going to have a heart attack. Your parent had diabetes. So more than likely you're going to get diabetes. Those are also construed as labels. Other labels come around as, you know, oh, you're so pretty, you've got such a pretty face, or you're depressive, or, you know, they could be positive or negative, these labels that come around from other people in life. And that's why these episodes are about you finding you and you becoming in control of your own life and who you are and who you want to become, who you want to grow to be. So when these labels come around, I definitely was not prepared, nor was I given the tools to come to realize that I am my own person. I get to mandate what I accept in my life and what I don't, what I allow about myself to be true. And when you're not taught those things, when people tell you that you are a certain thing, you believe them. So when I was a kid, I had a lot of anger and a lot of frustration in my life. I didn't know how to get rid of that anger, and I didn't know how to let it go. I wasn't given tools to be able to combat really, really powerful emotions and feelings. And I had learned early in life that to cry was weakness, or to show any type of weakness was bad. And because of that, all of this anger and all of this frustration basically just built up in me for years and years and years. And until, you know, finally one day what happens, boom, you know, it explodes all over probably somebody who didn't deserve it. But I didn't have any tools to figure that out. And because I was so angry and so withdrawn, I guess, during my teenage years, I was having some really fucking serious problems, like just was not happy at all. I hated my life. I hated everything about it. And there was no escape from it at that time. And because I wasn't given any tools to be able to combat how I was feeling or be able to actually dig down and figure out what the hell was going on, it just festered inside of me to the point where my mother started sending me to a therapist, and I started talking to this therapist, and this therapist decided that I was a manic depressive. And when that happened, you know, my mom would tell me, oh, they said that you were a manic depressive. That's what you are. You know, they put me on drugs in order to correct this, which was, in my case, awful. There are definitely drugs out there that help people, especially with depression. But for me, it was not the right thing. It made me very lethargic. I couldn't concentrate in school. I fell asleep all the time, which then got me in trouble, which then, of course, caused me to get even more angry and more closed off inside of myself. So it definitely was a full circle of shit, of bad, but not for me. And for years and years and years, I believed this. I believed that I was this manic depressive person, that I was always going to have this, that this was always going to control my life, and that there was nothing that I could do about this. And when I was 19, 20 years old, I left my hometown in Michigan and I moved to California. And a couple of years later, now grant you, during this entire time, I'm not depressed. I'm not low. I'm not down. I'm not having a bad time. You know, life was hard. I was struggling. It was my first time on my own. And, you know, it was the first time I had to pay my own bills. And for a couple of years there, the only thing that I could afford to eat were like one can of green beans for the day or one can of corn for the day. And it was a struggle, but I wasn't depressed during this, but it still didn't click in my head. You're not a manic depressive. This had been, you know, told to me over and over and over again. And I believed it without question. And this label that was put on me, one day I was with a person whom I loved very, very much. And I looked at him, we were having a discussion. And I looked at him and I said, well, you know, I've been a manic depressive. They told me I was a manic depressive at the age of 13. And, you know, that's always going to be what I am. And the look on his face was just complete, total dumbfounded. And it took him a couple of minutes and he turned and he looked at me and he said, you are not a manic depressive. Whoever told you that is trying to label you. Don't allow them that kind of control over you to label you to the point where you're actually going to believe that you are the farthest thing from a manic depressive. Don't allow somebody to label you like that. And it was like the clouds had parted and God had come down from heaven and smacked me across the face and said, wake up. Wake up. You are not these labels that every single person has tried to put on you since birth. You know, it was an amazing experience. It was massively eye-opening, and that's what I want for you. I want it to be amazingly eye-opening for you that the labels that have been put on you thus far in your life do not define you. They don't make you who you are. You are the only one who gets to say who you are and who you are not, what you are willing to take and what you are willing not to take. Okay? All of my life, my father was a diabetic. And I remember going to visit him in the hospital when he would have a major diabetic issue. They would put him in the hospital. They would need to observe him. And all of my childhood, I was told, well, your dad is a major diabetic and a lot of people on that side of the family are major diabetics. More than likely, you're going to be a diabetic. Okay? So much so that because of my father being a diabetic, when I was pregnant with my daughter, I had to be tested 4 times to make sure that I did not become a diabetic during pregnancy, which I did not. And I still do not have diabetes till this day. But if I would have listened to those people label me like that, I mean, that would have been a heavy burden to bear. That would have been like, oh man, I'm going to get sick. I'm going to die young. I'm going to have some major medical problems. I'm going to have to go visit the doctor 50 million times a week, you know? That would have been shitty. And it wasn't true. It wasn't true across the board. A lot of the labels that I've had in my life, honestly, a ton of them had to do with medical stuff. It had to do with the factor that I was going to get that one of my parents had this disease or this wrong with them or that wrong with them, and I was going to get it. And that got spewed on me my whole life. Luckily for me, after that time of being told that I wasn't a manic depressive, like how dare I even believe somebody who would make that kind of statement to me, it was eye-opening. It was amazing. Every single label after that just fell away. I don't have to become a diabetic if I don't want to. I know the shit that I've got to do in order to make sure that I don't become a type 2 diabetes diabetic. Okay? I know what I have to get up and do every single day in order to not get these diseases. So I get up every fucking day and I do them because that label isn't going to be what controls me. And I want those labels not to control you. When I was a kid, I couldn't read. I sucked at math. I, you know, was n horrible at physical fitness. There was a whole bunch of shit in my life that I was horrible at. And people would say, you know, oh, you're stupid. You know, you're dumb. You're never going to amount to anything. Things like that would be said. You know, even from friends, people that I knew, people who were supposed to care about me. The point of this is that those labels don't mean anything unless you yourself give them power. If you give them power and you allow that to control you, then more than likely, yes, I'm not going to lie to you, that's what's going to happen to you. But you are in control of your own life. You are capable of taking control and saying, you know what? No, I'm not going to become that label. Who the fuck are they to tell me who I am and label me like that? It's only you who has that choice. And there's going to be a ton of labels. I'm not going to shit you. There's going to be tons of labels out there that people are going to try and put on you. And it's up to you whether or not you believe them, whether or not you go out there and you're like, oh, yeah, they're right. They're right. I am this. I am this. No, or turn around and use that strength that you have in yourself because you do, that you're not going to allow that to happen. You know, you're not going to sit there and allow that. Not at all. Don't allow people to tell you who you are. As I always tell you have one life to live in this world. One life, as far as we know it, as of right now, you have one life. It better be a fucking good one. So don't let the labels control you. Don't let what they have to say about you, and I'm not going to shit you. There's going to be a whole bunch of people who think that they're giving you this information, these labels, and think that they're being loving, thinking that they're being caring. And it's not. It's all bullshit. Instead of sitting there and labeling somebody and saying, hey, you're going to be this, or you're that. Always explain to a person, you are very lucky because you have choice in this world. You are capable of changing your life, but it's up to you to change it. Change is the most powerful thing in the world. And most people don't use change because they're afraid of it. They're fucking afraid to change their lives. So they stay low and they stay down. And at the end of their lives, they sit back and reflect and say, fuck me. I wasted it all and now it's over. That's not you. That's not you. That's why you're here because that's not you. You are strong enough and you are totally strong enough to fight their labels. And you know what? I'm not going to shit you. They're not going to stop coming at you. They're not going to stop coming at you. Still to this day, I have people telling me I'm going to get all these fucking diseases. Still to this day. But I'm in control of who I am. I'm in control of the way that I live my life. And I don't even fight against them because what they say doesn't matter to me. It has nothing to do with my life. You are not going to sit there and make me believe that this is what's going to happen to me or that this is the person that I am. I know who I am. I'm responsible for everything in my life. You can spew this all over me as much as you want to. I'm never going to believe you. I'm never going to stop fighting for the life that I want. And you're never going to stop fighting for the life that you want. That's how amazing you are. You are fabulous and wonderful, and you're going to get the shit done. Is it going to be hard sometimes? Fuck yes. I tell you that every single episode. It's going to be hard sometimes. But you are strong enough. You are strong enough. And you're getting the tools into your tool belt on how to make that life amazing and how to get through the struggles and how to get through the fights and how to bust through these fucking labels that people want to put on you all over the place. It doesn't matter what they say. And if they continue to say it, continue to use that as your fuel to prove them wrong. Prove them wrong. What they think about you doesn't matter. But if you need some fuel, you know, in your gas tank in order to get you to the next level, then use what they say about you and prove them wrong. There's no one correct way to live your life. You're going to learn a million different tools and you're going to use the ones that are best for you. And if when somebody is labeling you, you are not in control or haven't taken responsibility of everything about you that you are, okay, that takes time. That takes steps, okay? That's going to take repetition, doing it over and over again. So if you don't have that at that time, no problem. Use what they're saying as fuel, as anger to prove them wrong. As always, I am always in your corner. I am here for you. I am here to hopefully help you to have a voice inside your head that is telling you that you are fucking awesome, you are fucking strong, and you can fucking do this. You can live the life that you want to live. You are the one who is in control. Don't let anybody else control you. It's you. It's up to you. And you've got this. You are that fucking amazing. You are that wonderful. It is all up to you. And you've got this. Even on the days you think that you don't, you've got this. All right? I will see you on the next episode.